Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Always great to have your company, Ford, Waynesfield. Hit back to your calls very shortly, 1300 736 736, the open line, or 0433 98 11 16, if you want to send through a text on the 40 Winks Temper text. One news story that has evolved today is the fact that Hawthorn has extended their deal in Launceston. It's extended to the end of 2025, so this coming season, and then three more seasons they'll be playing in Launceston. Obviously, if Tassie gets a 19th team, that won't happen until 2027 or 2028. So footy will at least get played in Launceston for the next 3 years. And we've been lucky enough to be joined by Brent Costello from Win News Tasmania to give us the latest on what's happening down there, having been down there yesterday. It was nice to feel the temperature of the water down there, I've got to say. Welcome to you, Brent. Great to have you on.
Nice to talk to you, Dwayne. How are you, mate?
I'm good. So, Launceston is a great venue. Hawthorn has done a lot for footy in Tassie, hasn't it? And Launceston tends to get behind Hawthorn.
Oh, absolutely. There's no doubt about that. They've been wonderful for the city. 20-plus years they've been in Launceston now, and it does come alive when there's a Hawthorn game in town. It caught me by surprise this morning, though. Obviously, Peter Gutwin, the former Premier, had some pretty strong language in renewing these licences. As a bit of leverage, I suppose, to the AFL for getting our own AFL team. And this extension does hinge on that. It's contingent on Tasmania getting its own team. That this three-year deal as it is really now, extension of two and this season that we've got coming up. It's an interesting one because it was a bit of leverage we had, but Hawthorn's certainly been on board with Tasmania's push as well and been really supportive of it. It took me by a little bit by surprise this morning.
So is that the thought, that the pin will be pulled on the deal if the AFL in 2 months' time says, no, you're not getting the 19th license?
Yeah, well, it'll be interesting, won't it, to see what happens, because obviously the option is there for that to happen if it doesn't go ahead. But you think there'd be some sort of content required no matter what moving forward. So, be watching and see, Dwayne, on that one. But, I can sort of see why they've done it. Obviously, Hawthorn has been really good, as I just said before. They've obviously talked about playing potentially in Launceston if Tasmania does get an AFL team in the future. So it could mean that we have, seven games in Hobart, four in Launceston, and then potentially another four from Hawthorn as well. So they're the options that are in the air, and we'll wait and see what happens with it.
So in essence, having talked to a few people yesterday, it's the divide or the split if you do get a team that is your own team, a 19th licence, and it is based in Hobart, that it is still a split of games that would be 6-5 or 7-4. But you're suggesting that if it's 7-4, it might end up being something like 7-7 because Hawthorn might make up the number to make it 7-7.
Yeah, potentially. It has been discussed in the past. There's no doubt about that. I guess the state government wouldn't be paying for that as it is now. That's the only difference, I suppose, because it would be putting the money into Tasmania's team. So whether the funds come for Hawthorn to do that, I'm not sure, but it's certainly something that's been floated, that's for sure.
So who would the support be behind, do you think, in 2028 when Hawthorn hosts a home game in Launceston against the Tassie Devils? Who would the support be behind?
I know who I'd be supporting, and that's Tasmania. But you're right. It's an interesting debate because everyone here does have their own team at the moment, without a Tasmanian team. So I know a lot of people would jump off and go for Tassie, and some would stick with their own team. So obviously Hawthorn is pretty entrenched here. As I said, they've been here for 20 years. So they've captured a lot of the younger generation here, particularly in the north of the state where they do play their games. So it would be interesting to watch, Dwayne.
So the feeling wasn't quite as warm and fuzzy about North Melbourne in Hobart, though, I've got to say. And maybe it's just Hobart, maybe it's North Melbourne. Why isn't the chemistry there between those two?
Yeah, not sure. Obviously, Hawthorn had a lot of success during the period it's played in Launceston. They've won the three flags and been in the finals a lot, haven't they? So whether that's got something to do with it, they've been very good in the community up there. North Melbourne does pull a crowd here. Just depends who they play, I guess. We often do get the lower drawing teams here in Tasmania, like your Gold Coast and GWS, but certainly when they've played some of the bigger drawing teams like Geelong, it hasn't been an issue getting a crowd at Blunston Arena. But yeah, you're right. It certainly hasn't had the same attraction, I suppose, as Hawthorne has to Launceston, but to put a finger on why, it's a little bit difficult.
So where are we at? We're still 2 months away from working out what's going to happen with the redevelopment of the whole area and whether the government-funded money's going to redevelop the whole area to make the AFL venue just one part of an entire area that gets invested in by the government. And the AFL obviously have to pay a little bit more toward the stadium than they're currently saying they're going to pay. Is that where we're at?
I think so. I think you've summed it up pretty well. As I mentioned to you last week, waiting on the Albanese government, I guess, towards federal budget time to make some sort of announcement. We know the budget's not till May, though, so whether there's some pre-budget announcement before Gillon McLachlan's departure, we'll have to wait and see. But as the PM said, the AFL needs to do its bit too, and sounds like he's not happy with just $15 million being put into this project. So, yeah, it's a bit of a holding pattern at the moment, a little bit frustrating, but hopefully there's a bit of a finish line in sight towards May.
Great to have you, Brent. Thanks for the update. I really appreciate it. And it's an evolving story, but it's been grabbing our listeners on this program by the throat quite a bit in recent times, to the point that I've had so many calls and texts on it. So I appreciate you adding to it. Thanks for your time.
Anytime, Dwayne. Good to talk to you, mate.
Brent Costello joining us from Win News Tasmania. I mentioned Rodney was on the program last week, and I mentioned the split of people for and against the Tassie Stadium. Rodney Eade, he didn't sound all that confident last week when he came on, to be honest. He gave us what I thought was a pretty realistic estimation of what the split might be. And he suggested 70% against a stadium with a roof. Here's Rodney Eade on the program last week.
I was talking to someone yesterday who is a footy person, but even, and that's a Liberal Party in there at the moment, even some Liberal Party supporters who want a Tassie footy team don't think the government should spend on a new stadium, the amount of money they're putting into a new stadium, with not only health, but there's homelessness and even all the issues that we face everywhere. I heard the guy tell me, and whether it's just a flippant remark, he reckons it's a 70% against by the voters that they don't want the money spent in other areas for the for the people, for the taxpayers, rather than in the on the stadium. So if that's the case, it's a very tricky situation, to be honest.
Rodney last week didn't sound all that excited or positive about the thought that it would happen, but you're talking to a few people yesterday, it would be extra money the government would allocate to developing the whole area as opposed to the money that they would still get for health and the roads, etc. That's the way I had it explained to me. Andrew and Oakley, I know you want to talk some Tassie and Hawks, so welcome to you, Andrew.
How you going, Dwayne?
Good.
Yeah, I'm a Hawks member, 17 years, and there's a lot of discontent amongst Hawthorn members at the moment about this Tassie deal. I think originally we were happy, you know, when we nearly merged for Tassie and everything, but having COVID and missing so much footy, Hawthorn members are really upset that we get 6 MCG games and 1 Marvel game, and a lot of us are paying $400 or $500 for reserve seats. The 4 replacement games we get, we have to upgrade our tickets, so it costs about $50 to $65 to upgrade your ticket to sit on level 1, and you're sitting with opposition supporters. Look, I can understand if it's funding the Dingley Stadium, but you know we are paying the most than any other club to get 7 home games. I think it's terrible value, and I think Hawthorn probably need to look after their members and maybe reduce the membership or find another way to get more money in, because a lot of Hawthorn people are not happy about this Tassie deal.
Yeah, I've heard it from a couple of directions, so I appreciate you confirming it with your call, Andrew. I appreciate you jumping on the line. Hold the line, got something for you. 4 tickets to the Melbourne Beer Fest, Katani Garden, St Kilda, Saturday 25th of Feb. Tickets at www.beerfestivals.com.au. Plenty still to come. We'll take more of your calls, read more of your texts. Andrew Westacott as well, the Formula One CEO, is going to join me after 2 o'clock to talk about the fact that there will be more grandstands opened up for the Formula One Grand Prix and more tickets to go on sale soon. So talk to Andrew about that. You with Dwayne's World.